Title: Simple Wobble Bass Design for Clean Mixes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a simple wobble bass for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the main goal is this: controlled movement that does not wreck your mix. A lot of beginners hear wobble and they start modulating everything, especially the sub. And that's how you end up with a low end that feels impressive in headphones, but weak, blurry, or inconsistent on real systems. So we're going to do it the clean way: a steady mono sub layer, and a separate mid layer that does the wobbling and the character. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass instrument, clean routing on a bass bus, sidechain to the kick, and a simple workflow for switching wobble rhythms like eighths, quarters, and triplets, so the bass stays musical and interesting. Step 0, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic range, 172 to 175 BPM. Then get drums playing right away. Either drop in a break, or make a simple two-step DNB loop. Don't skip this. Designing bass in solo is how you accidentally design bass that only works in solo. Now make a 4-bar MIDI clip for the bass. Keep it simple, mostly the root note, a couple passing notes. A nice star key is F or G, because subs tend to behave nicely down there. Here's a simple idea: bars 1 and 2, play F1 with short notes that bounce around the drums, leaving space for the kick. Bar 3, and a quick G1 as a passing note. Bar 4, back to F1. And if you want, one little octave pop to F2, but use that sparingly. Teacher note: a lot of rolling DNB bass feels like it answers the snare. So if your snare is on 2 and 4, try to make some bass notes land around the offbeats after that snare hit. That's where the groove starts to lock. Now let's build the sub. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass SUB. Add operator. Keep operator dead simple, just oscillator a straight to the output. Set the waveform to sine. If you want slightly more harmonics, you can use triangle, but start with sine for maximum cleanliness. Then shape the amp envelope. Attack basically 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds if you need to soften clicks. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so notes end smoothly. Decay and sustain depend on whether you want plucks or held notes. For a beginner-friendly role, you can keep it fairly straightforward and let the MIDI note lengths create the rhythm. Next, add EQ8 after operator. Low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, fairly steep. The point is, the sub layer stays in its lane. If it's too boomy, you can try a tiny dip around 40 to 60 Hz, but only if you actually hear a problem. Don't carve just because you feel like you should. Then add utility. Set the sub to mono. In Ableton that can be bass mono on, or simply set width to 0%. Keep the gain conservative, and that's the sub layer done. It's meant to be boring on purpose. Consistent sub is what makes the whole track feel expensive. Now the mid wobble layer, where the fun happens. Create a second MIDI track called Bass MID. Add waveatable. For oscillator 1, pick basic shapes and go to a saw, or slightly rounded saw. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. We're keeping it simple. Add a touch of unison, but don't go crazy. Two voices is enough. Set the amount around 20 to 40%. If you push unison too far, you'll get width and phase movement that collapses in mono later. We want it solid. Turn on the filter in Waveatable. Choose LP24. Set frequency around 200 to 400 Hz to start, resonance around 10 to 20%, and a little drive, like 5 to 15%, just for bite. Now let's create the wobble in a super clean way. Auto filter with its LFO. After Waveatable, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass mode, LP24 or LP12. Turn on the LFO. Start with a rate of 1/8. Then adjust the LFO amount until you clearly hear movement, but the sound doesn't vanish when the filter closes. Important coaching moment: if the wobble makes your mid layer disappear every other step, your groove will feel like it's dropping out. The fix is usually not turn it up. The fix is raise the minimum cutoff or reduce the LFO amount, so the closed position still has some audible mids. Try a few classic DNB wobble rates. 1/8 is that energetic roll. 1/4 is heavier, more spacious. And 1/8 triplet or 1/16 triplet gives you that jungle-ish, rolling swing vibe. Next, add saturator on the mid layer. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB, and then turn the output down so you're not just getting fooled by loudness. If you want, enable soft clip for gentle peak control. This saturation step is key for speaker readability. The sub is felt, but the mid is what lets the bass be heard on phones and small speakers. Distortion creates harmonics that translate. Now add EQ8 on the mid layer, and this is non-negotiable for clean layering. High pass the mid around 120 to 180 Hz, with a 24 dB per octave slope. This is the crossover zone where you decide who owns what. Here's a big rule that will save you years. Pick one crossover point and stick to it. For a lot of DNB, 120 to 160 Hz is a great target. Once you decide it, all your EQ moves should support that decision. Sub confidently below it, mid confidently above it. That alone prevents most beginner low-end problems. If the mid sounds boxy or honky, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs more talk, try gentle presence lift somewhere around 1 to 2.5 kHz, but keep it tasteful. Then add utility on the mid. Keep it mostly mono-ish. Width at 0 to 30%. Clubs like mono bass. Headphones lie. Quick optional check you can do in 5 seconds. Put a utility on your master temporarily and set width to 0%. If your bass loses a ton of presence, your mid is too wide or too facey, reduce unison amount, narrow the mid width, and make sure your core tone still works in mono. Cool. Now we route and glue. Select both bass tracks and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bus, add an EQ 8 for gentle shaping. This audio version is shortened for playback.